The only place that you're going to get the truth is the church. It's the pillar. It's the ground. It's the foundation for the truth today. It's where we get that truth. And we need to fight for church. But let me tell you how you fight for church: by going to church. You say, well, I thought it was, you know, sharing John MacArthur posts on Facebook. That is not how you fight for the church. First of all, John MacArthur is a false prophet. And he's in California, and he's taking what a lot of people say is a bold stand. You know, he's fighting against the government, and he's having church service. Well, first of all, I don't have to go brag about having church to anyone. That's kind of a dumb idea. I'm, like I said, when I go out soul winning, I'm not going to go pick a fight with the cop. I'm not going to be like, ha ha, I'm soul winning, you can't do nothing. Come arrest me, try it. You know, because then he might just arrest you for being an idiot, for being a moron. You know, when we have church tonight, I'm not going to call the cops up and be like, just letting y'all know I'm having church, suckas. No, I'm not going to sit and just brag about it and be grandstanding about it and say like, yeah, look at me, we're having church over here. Look, we're just going to have our, we're going to do our part. We're just going to show up. We're going to serve God quietly. We're not doing it to be seen of men here. And here's the thing. John MacArthur standing up and having church service is in no way good. You say, yeah, but he's fighting for a church to be open. We're a church. We should be open. Look, there's nothing good about it. Let me tell you what John MacArthur said, okay? Well, he's keeping his church open. Yeah, you know what John MacArthur's also going to do? He's going to take a bold stand and accept the Antichrist too. Is that good? Oh, he's keeping his church open for the devil. Here's what he said. When he was asked about the Antichrist, he was asked about the mark of the beast specifically. He poses this. He says, the question is, if you're living in the tribulation period and you take this mark, in other words, you identify with the beast's empire, will you still be able to be redeemed? And I think the answer to that is yes. Yes. Otherwise, there would be no salvation of anybody in the end of the tribulation. John MacArthur was asked if people can take the mark of the beast and be saved. And he said yes, twice in a row.
Now, the question is, if you're living in the tribulation period and you take this mark, in other words, you identify with the beast's empire, will you still be able to be redeemed? And I think the answer to that is yes. Yes, otherwise there would be no salvation of anybody in the end of the tribulation. So I don't think the fact that someone takes that is a sentence to it, to permanency.
Well, he's taking such a bold stand. Yeah, what if he takes a bold stand like, everybody take the mark, you can be saved. Am I going to get excited about that too? I mean, why would I be excited about a guy to stand up and encourage people to take the mark of the beast? Oh, let's cheer him on. Let's do it. Do you think Jesus Christ was pleased with the Jews who continued to make sacrifices in the temple after the veil was rent in twain, after he died on the cross? Well, at least they're staying open. You know, at least they're sticking it to them Roman soldiers by keeping the temple open. No. They're the synagogue of Satan when you ask Jesus Christ in Revelation. He's not like, well, at least they're keeping the doors open. I mean, at least they're just going out there and doing something. No, shut them down. Jesus Christ shuts them down himself. Look, I'm not going to praise a false prophet for doing anything, ever. Creflo Dollar will at least use the King James Bible. I don't care. You know what? The devil quotes the Bible. Well, at least the devil quoted the Bible. Let's all give him a round of applause. I mean, at least he's taking a stand for the word of God, my friend. That's the type of logic these people have. He's even quoting it accurately sometimes. Well, at least he's quoting the King James, amen? I'm not on the devil's side. This is a stupid argumentation. Hey, if you want to fight for church, go to church. That's how you fight for church. And the church is being attacked today because people think it's cool. Well, let's support John MacArthur from home. Nope. How about you don't support a false prophet and you just show up at church? That's how we fight for that institution. And look, if the church is taken away, what can the righteous do? Who's going to send anybody out to preach the gospel? Who's going to send anybody to do the works of the Lord? Oh, well, let's just be excited that John MacArthur has a church. You know what it's doing for God? Nothing. Why would I be excited that that institution's open? I'll be excited that a real church is open. You know what? They're sucking good people in a church like that and damning their souls to hell and taking them out of a real church, a real institution. Him being open hurts God's house, hurts the church of God. Shut them down. Close them down. I don't care. I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. I hope they hit him with a ton of bricks. Amen. I'm not going to sit there and support him. You know, the Bible says in Revelation that out of the mouth of the false prophet proceeds an unclean spirit. And you know what that false prophet does? It says in Revelation 19, it says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast. So it says there's a false prophet, out of his mouth comes an unclean spirit, an unclean frog, okay? And one of the attributes of this false prophet is he tricks people into taking the mark of the beast. That makes me think of somebody, maybe like John MacArthur. He's a perfect example of a false prophet tricking people into thinking they can take the mark of the beast, of the devil, of the Antichrist. What kind of blasphemy and wicked doctrine is this guy teaching? Well, at least he's preaching. What kind of logic is that? Well, at least he's taking a bold stand for the Antichrist. I don't care what these people do. They can jump in the lake of fire already. I'm done with them. You know why there's not that many churches in Houston? It wasn't from the coronavirus. You know that already happened before the coronavirus ever was really a big thing? So what was that? Oh yeah, false doctrine. People like Joel Osteen, people like Creflo Dollar and John MacArthur and these false prophets taking God's people and bringing them into the den of iniquity and destroying the real church of God. That's the disease. Oh, at least they're keeping their doors open. No, shut them down. Amen. Close them down. Stupid logic. Wicked logic. Well, at least they're fighting the coronavirus. Where does the Bible say, let's fight the coronavirus? Or does it say, let's fight false doctrine? Let's fight the false prophets. I feel like they're doing the damage in this country, not the stupid disease. It seems like it hasn't really been affecting me that much. Don't support false prophets ever. It's not a good attribute. You're a partaker of their evil deeds. The Bible says that if you bid them Godspeed, you're a partaker of the evil deeds. Well, at least the Jehovah's false witnesses are soul winning. At least they're out there. Wicked. Well, at least the Mormons are out there. No. Well, at least the Mormons baptized. No. Hey, at least they use the King James Bible. No. Hey, quit standing up for false prophets. Never. Well, at least they use the right bathroom. Who cares? Such bad logic.